AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's defense team is up today at his impeachment trial in the Senate. House prosecutors argued there's no question Trump fomented the insurrection at the Capitol last month. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani on where the trial stands now.
Over 2 days, the prosecution says it proved Trump issued an order to storm the Capitol and his backers listened. But Diana DeGette says this is not about punishment, but rather prevention.
We are here to prevent the seeds of hatred that he planted from bearing any more fruit.
By convicting Trump and barring him from future office, his lawyers say while the deadly riot was awful, the rioters themselves are to blame, not Trump. And they expect to spend just a few hours today on his defense, with a potential vote this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Biden spoke to reporters about the trial this morning.
I'm just anxious to see what my Republican friends do if they stand up.
And you're not planning to speak with any of them about what they can do or how they can.
It takes 2/3 of the Senate to convict. That would mean 17 Republicans would have to vote in favor. The UN Human Rights Council is training a spotlight on Myanmar with a special session to discuss the military coup. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews.
There is something that the people of Myanmar, who I have spoken with, fear, being forced to go back into the darkness of living under a brutal, repressive, authoritarian regime.
The council is calling for the immediate release of people arbitrarily detained, including civilian government leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Amazon is facing the biggest unionization push in its history. It's happening in Alabama, a state with laws that don't favor unions. Michael Foster is with the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union.
If we win the vote, it will be the first Amazon that's ever been unionized.
Mail-in voting started this week and will continue until the end of March. This is AP News. A backup had a big performance last night as the Celtics thumped the Raptors. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
On an off night for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, the Celtics reserves led the way in a 120-106 win over the Raptors. Shemi Ojeleye led all scorers with a career-high 24, while rookie Peyton Pritchard scored 20. Tatum and Brown combined for just 29 points on 30% shooting, giving Ojeleye an opportunity to shine.
You know those guys garner a lot of attention. So for us that are off the ball, it's just always about being ready. And those guys are great passers, scorers, great players.
Kemba Walker added 21 for the 13-11 Celtics. Kyle Lowry had 24 points, and Pascal Siakam scored 23 in a game the 12-14 Raptors never led and trailed by as many as 19. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Elsewhere last night, Miami beat Houston, Indiana down Detroit. It was Golden State over Orlando, and the 76ers lost to Portland. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.